Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is a decision just announced by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals concerning a ruling that gave Special Counsel Jack Smith access to former President Donald Trump's Twitter account. Now, the Twitter account was so famous and so well distributed, reaching millions of people when President Trump used to be on Twitter before he had created his own Truth Social alternative. Is this really a surprise? And is it really a surprise that with suddenly atheists and people who are what are called religiously the nuns, people who say they have no religious background or involvement or affiliation whatsoever, they're now representing, at least according to most public opinion surveys, about 30% of the American public. It is a huge deal. We're going to speak about the tendency for those people to actually construct and support and participate in churches, including churches that are atheist, but propose that they can help people achieve perpetual life. How do you do that if you don't believe in God? We will get to that and more with Dr. Ryan Berge, who's been a guest on the show before. He's a professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University, and the author of various books about religion in American life. But first, there was a mini controversy that came up that actually has been now settled by Nikki Haley, and this not about the debate which she has turned down. And she clearly had been helped by debates in the past. In the first three debates in particular, the polling and the punditry all indicated that Nikki Haley had given the finest account of herself in those debates. So why has she turned down the debate that's scheduled for Thursday night? Because Trump is not going to participate. And what she said is, she said the next debate in which she participates, she'll be debating either Joe Biden, after she's the nominee, she is implying, or she will be debating President Trump later in this campaign. I think the idea of President Trump agreeing to a one-on-one debate with Nikki Haley is probably far-fetched. She almost certainly won't. And what she is saying is, what is the point of her doing a one-on-one debate with Ron DeSantis? Ron DeSantis in New Hampshire, according to the most recent poll, drawing 4% support, while Nikki Haley in New Hampshire is drawing 40% support. So basically, she's not going to debate a lightweight who's actually was pretty nasty to her while she was equally nasty, answering back on everything. Go to DeSantisLies.com. I'm not sure that the more of what we saw last week in the pre-Iowa debate, that seeing more of that would help Nikki Haley or help Ron DeSantis or help anyone other than Donald Trump, who wasn't there and didn't participate, or Joe Biden. The report on this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said today that there will be a vote to put the Senate on track to pass the continuing resolution that will help us avoid a government shutdown. That will occur before Friday. If both sides continue to work in good faith, I'm hopeful that we can wrap up work on the continuing resolution no later than Thursday. The key to finishing our work this week will be bipartisan cooperation in both chambers. You can't pass these bills without some support from Republicans and Democrats in both the House and the Senate. And thanks to Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, presiding over a majority of just two seats. He is willing to work with Democrats on that, and I think that's a positive development. And so, of course, is the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who has been instrumental in all of this as well. Meanwhile, I was talking about one of the debates about Nikki Haley and her position in Iowa. Joy Reid, who's a regular on MSNBC, she was part of a panel on MSNBC analyzing the results of the debate. And Joy Reid made several comments about the majority of people in Iowa who are white and who are Christian. And with about half the state describe themselves as evangelical Christians. And this was part of what Joy Reid had to say about that. It's clip 10.
These are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses,
yes.
Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country. And Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American, then you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given you.
Okay, and then she went on to make this outrageous charge, and it seems to me it is outrageous. Clip 11.
The elephant in the room, she's still a brown lady that's got to try to win
Nikki
in
Haley.
A party that is deeply anti-immigrant. It's still a challenge. I don't see how she becomes the nominee of that party with Donald Trump still around. I can't picture it happening. Maybe it could happen. Ron DeSantis' only argument for staying in it is he's the white guy, that he can still make the appeal.
Okay, Nikki Haley was asked about that. And here's what she said. Well, we will get to what she said. She rejected Joy Reid's claim that she faced discrimination because she is a brown lady in a party that is deeply anti-immigrant. And she rejected very enthusiastically the idea that the GOP should be or could be described accurately as a racist party. Good for her. We will get to Nikki Haley's response on that. First, we have somebody joining us to talk about a church without God, how secular congregations fill the need for some non-religious Americans. What does that trend mean? And is it a trend that has a long-term impact, that has legs and meaning and significance for the future shape of American life and American politics? We'll be speaking to Professor Ryan Berge coming up on The MedBed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael MedBed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedBed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved Show. A pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Ryan Berge, who is an associate professor of political science at Eastern Illinois University. He is the author or co-author of four books, including The Nuns, 20 Myths About Religion and Politics in America, and The Great De-Churching. He's been a pastor of an American Baptist church for over 17 years. Professor Berge, always great to talk to you. Is this idea of a church without God that was written about recently by your colleague Jackie Frost of Purdue University, is there a new secular movement to set up church-like organizations that apparently mirror features of typical Christian churches with collective singing, reading inspirational texts, silent reflection, and, of course, collecting donations? Is this something that is a flash in the pan, or is it a deep and significant phenomenon?
Well, there's been attempts to do this. There's no doubt about that. There's been several different organizations that have tried to make this happen, sort of at a national level. Probably the most prominent one was a group called Sunday Assembly. At one point, they had over 30 chapters in most major metropolitan areas across the United States, and they'd become somewhat of a media darling. You know, Church Without God is a pretty good headline. Documentary crews would go out to, you know, participate in the services. The issue is that most of those Sunday assemblies actually closed down, and the biggest reason was because they were afraid to ask for donations because it made them feel icky. You know, that's what church does. And they wanted to avoid that. But to have a gathering of people, you've got to rent the space, and you've got to have a sound system, and you've got to pay the musicians and the speaker, and there's a lot of costs involved. So, you know, I think in some ways a lot of these church without gods are trying to create religion in their own image, and they're trying to cut off parts of the organization that they don't like, not realizing that you need those parts of the organization to kind of carry on. So I think that the iterations in 5 or 10 years are going to learn a lot from the failed iterations right now, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it becomes an enduring institution in American life.
And the idea to affirm any kind of alternate philosophy, or simply to affirm non-belief?
Yeah, if you watch some of these services, they don't spend a whole lot of time talking about what they believe or don't believe. It's more, it almost feels like a Tony Robbins seminar in some ways, an inspirational talk about, you know, peace and love and justice. And, you know, they're typically left-leaning because most of the people in the congregation are left-leaning. They sing popular songs, like Living on a Prayer would be a song they would sing instead of a hymn or a praise chorus. So I think the general note here is positivity. But I think there's a lot of emphasis on community building and relationship building. So they spend quite a bit of time after these gatherings and before these gatherings just, you know, fellowshipping with each other and building bonds, which I think is actually a good thing. I think there's actually a yearning, a huge yearning amongst a lot of people. They want the social connections that religion provides. They just don't want the theological beliefs that go along with religion.
I know that you have had some public reaction because of your social media accounts. You've had some public reaction to the emphasis on the evangelical Christian population in Iowa being such a decisive political force. You believe that, if I'm understanding you correctly, that this idea of Iowa as a deeply religious evangelical Christian state is overplayed and misleading.
Oh, 1,000%. About 25% of Iowans self-identify as evangelical. That's the same percentage as California and New York. So if we're going to call Iowa a deeply evangelical state, then we better start calling New York a deeply evangelical state. In some ways, Iowa is the least religious state in the region. You know, if you look at church attendance, I compared Iowa to all its bordering neighbors. You know, you talk about Minnesota in the north and South Dakota and Missouri and Illinois. The religious attendance of Iowa is the lowest of any of its bordering states. Now, the issue, though, is that a lot of people who come out for the Republican caucus in Iowa are evangelical. So even the caucus substample of Iowans does not represent Iowa at all, and assures the world does not represent the American population as a whole. I am of the belief that the Iowa caucus is probably the worst way to kick off the nomination process for any candidate for national office in the United States.
What would be better? Would New Hampshire be a better place to begin the process?
No. Actually, there's been studies done that show the states that most represent the United States. So there you've got to have, you know, racial diversity and rural and urban diversity. And the states that actually lead there are pretty surprising. Places like Illinois and Florida and Ohio and Arizona and Michigan. Those would be, if we were starting the process from scratch and you let me pick the states, I would say in the first week you should have two or three of those states go first and then two or three of those states go second and then open wider. Maybe do 10 states the next Tuesday and 10 states the next Tuesday. Because right now the entire process is biased towards a very odd subsection of the population that does not represent America as a whole. We could do so much better, but we're stuck with this process because we've always done it that way, which is a terrible reason to keep doing it.
Do you think that it is true that the evangelical community is deeply, deeply committed to getting Trump back in the White House, that he basically has become a new savior in the eyes of a lot of people of faith?
Well, he's definitely playing up that angle. There's no doubt about that. He put a video out that he had very messianic tones in the background. And I will say this, when that video went up on social media, I saw a lot of very conservative evangelicals say this is heresy and he needs to stop this immediately. So there was backlash against that level. Now, the problem is the laity, the pew-sitting people, they tend to like that stuff. I think that Trump, in some ways, has set himself up perfectly because what he'll say to these people is, you know what they did to me, right? They stole the election from me. And you know what they're doing to me now? They're giving me these charges in all these states for crimes that I did not commit. And you know why? Because I went to Washington and tried to drain the swamp. I tried to protect them, you from them, and look what happened to me. And there's a messianic undertone to that. You know, why did Jesus get crucified? Because he was trying to upend the system and change everything and rid out the corruption just like I'm doing. So I think that Trump has managed to tap into this martyrdom idea that he's being put up on a pedestal and that he's been knocked off that pedestal because he tried to change too much. And I think a lot of voters, rural voters, want a fighter like that. They want someone who said, I am working for you. I see you. I will protect you and I will elevate you. And then at the end, I'll be punished for doing that. And it kind of creates this reinforcing cycle where they just love Donald Trump.
Well, I guess it works because yesterday they affirm his messianic role, and then today he's in court again being tested. Ryan Berge, fascinating conversation. Please come back soon. We will be right back with the latest on Trump's situation.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Breaking news, the Thursday GOP debate in New Hampshire was supposed to happen 2 days from now. That has been canceled after Donald Trump and Nikki Haley both declined to participate. The former UN ambassador had said this morning that she wouldn't take part in any further debates if Trump isn't there. Debate hosts ABC and WMUR announced the change this evening, just now, after both candidates declined to commit to the event by a 5 p.m. Deadline. By the way, in terms of the demographics of New Hampshire, and this is fascinating, New Hampshire is, as people acknowledge, a largely white population. 91% of the population identifies as white. And nearly one quarter, 24% of New Hampshire residents are white Catholic, while somewhat fewer identify as white mainline Protestant. A mainline Protestant is usually defined as Episcopalian, Methodist, Presbyterian. White evangelical Protestants, 9%. So significantly less of a factor than in the state of Iowa. Nikki Haley was responding to Joy Reid's claim that Haley placed third in the Iowa caucuses because she is a brown lady in a party that is deeply anti-immigrant. We just played Joy Reid for you a little while ago saying that. And Nikki Haley also rejects any claim that the GOP is a racist party. Here's the former governor of South Carolina.
First of all, I mean, Joy Reid lives in a different America than I do. I mean, yes, I'm a brown girl that grew up in a small rural town in South Carolina who became the first female minority governor in history, who became a UN ambassador, and who is now running for president. If that's not the American dream, I don't know what is. You can sit there and give me all the reasons why you think I can't do this. I will continue to defy everybody on why we can do this, and we will get it done.
Are you a racist party? Are you involved in a racist party?
No. We're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country. Our goal is to make sure that today is better than yesterday. Are we perfect? No. But our goal is to always make sure we try and be more perfect every day that we can.
Okay, so you may get into some trouble for saying we've never been a racist country. Because, again, you could say compared to all the other countries in the world. But racism, once upon a time, was virtually universal. I hope that this doesn't end up for Nikki Haley, especially with just a few days before it's 1 week before the New Hampshire primary. I hope she doesn't get distracted by having said after a difficult question. I mean, when she is asked, do you belong to a racist party? I mean, what is she, how do you answer that? And she answered correctly by saying no. And she could have talked about all of the prominent participation, because the party of black people after liberation, after emancipation, the party of black people was Republicans, wasn't Democrats. And all of the prominent black leaders, including the father of Dr. Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Sr., who was the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church, including Booker T. Washington, including virtually all of the leading figures were, until after World War II, really, were black Republicans. And the idea that the Republican Party is now a racist party is outrageous. Nikki Haley was also asked about her party's front runner being found liable for sexual abuse. Now, he was found liable for sexual abuse in the previous trial. There's a new trial to determine how much he is responsible, how much he is liable to pay to E. Jean Carroll because of a sexual assault, an abusive assault that he allegedly made against her years ago. Here's Dana Bash asking Nikki Haley the question. Listen. 14.
How do you feel about your party's front runner being held liable for sexual abuse?
I mean, first of all, I haven't paid attention to his cases, and I'm not a lawyer. All I know is that he's innocent until proven guilty, and when he's proven guilty and he's sitting in a courtroom, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You've got investigations on Trump and Biden.
But a lot of people, forgive me, but a lot of people in the Republican Party blow it all off and say that it's all a witch hunt, and which
because
is what
I think
does.
some of the cases
but this
have
case
been
in
political.
Particular,
this one I haven't looked at, but look, if he's found guilty, then he needs to pay the price. He needs to do what he's supposed to. Every one of these cases, they need to be heard out. He needs to defend himself. If he is found guilty, he's going to pay the price. If he's not found guilty, then we move forward. What I will tell you is, I'm focused on the economy, the border, and education, and getting our country back on track. If he's sitting in a courtroom, that goes back to what I'm saying. We can't continue to be distracted. We can't continue to be in chaos. We have a country to save.
Yeah.
Okay, that's obviously a very strong and seems to me very politically astute observation. And speaking of politically astute, there's some details about the voting that took place yesterday that were brought up by NBC News' Steve Carnacki. Listen, clip 13.
in Iowa. These are Republican caucus goers with college degrees. Look how they are breaking. Donald Trump barely in this exit poll, leading Nikki Haley, just a 2-point gap between them. DeSantis back at 23%, Vivek Ramaswamy at 9%. Again, 35-33 Trump, college graduates. This is a little clunky, but let me get you now to the other side of this. No college degree. Again, we showed you the split. This is about a 50-50 split. Check this out. Donald Trump, 65%, two-thirds of the no college vote so far. And again, we are still getting incoming entrance poll data, so there can be some flux in these numbers, but the gap is obvious, the gap is clear, the gap is stark among voters without college degrees. Trump gobbling up 65% in our entrance poll. DeSantis 17. We showed you Haley, 2 points behind Trump among college grads, 57 currently behind him among those without college degrees. So again, we were seeing that in polls running up to these caucuses, that Nikki Haley was getting appeal to higher income, college educated, suburbanites, city dwellers. Was she going to expand that outside of that base? This is a troubling number for her.
Okay, and again, when you look at the demographics of New Hampshire, it is not so threatening to Nikki Haley. Coming back, I want to take a look at one very, very big and important number, which has to do with the terrible winter storm conditions that everyone was talking about yesterday. I mean, the idea that with wind chill factor, the temperature went down to 35 degrees below zero. And that's not below freezing at 32 degrees. It's below zero. It's threateningly cold. Anyone who has ever had the experience of being sort of stuck out in the cold, I did. My one time I've had frostbite my life. It was during hitchhiking during college, but that's another story. The story here is that the turnout was poor last night. It was way down from what it was 8 years ago, and the population of Iowa, like everywhere else in the country, has increased in the last 8 years. So why was the population, why was the turnout so down, and what impact does that have to predicting the outcome, say, in New Hampshire? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If your trouble by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved Show. Subscribe today. Why put it off? It's an eventful week and a big week leading up to the New Hampshire primary, which is coming on Tuesday. A great time to subscribe to our Substack newsletter. Michael Medved's context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. Just go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for my uncensored take on current controversies and some perspectives that I think are very important that you're not going to hear everywhere, but you'll certainly hear them, and because some of this includes podcasts that are posted up at Substack and columns and analysis that I'm very proud to put out to you at michaelmedved.substack.com. Sign up today. And part of that perspective has to do with something that people were looking at Trump's tremendous victory in the Iowa caucuses, and it was an overwhelming victory. A lot of people had talked about, well, he has to make it an unquestionable victory, an unequivocal victory. He has to do very well above 50%. Well, he did. And here's part of the perspective that I think almost nobody talks about, which is because there was a terrible winter storm, and maybe for other reasons, there was a tremendous decrease in the attendance at the caucuses. In 2016, when Trump was running the first time for president, when he finished second in the Iowa caucuses, they had 187,000 GOP participants in the caucuses. This is the largest participation they ever had. Now, you can't say that was all Trump because he brought new people to the caucuses, because he didn't win the caucuses. He got less than a quarter of the caucus vote. But you had so many different people who were candidates. Chris Christie was a candidate at that time, and Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush, and you had Ted Cruz, who actually won the Iowa caucuses. All of those people participated, and they drew 187,000 participants. Yesterday, last night, there were 110,000 participants. Now, yes, part of that obviously was the weather. It makes it more difficult for people to come out. But that factor of the decrease in participation, number one, it goes against the idea that there is some kind of tremendous, positive, overwhelming excitement right now for Trump's nomination. Because if that were the case, it's tough to explain why there is so much less participation. Now, did the weather help Trump? Was that a factor that made it more likely that he would get more than 50%? Sure. And why? Because obviously people who are supporting Trump are much more enthusiastic than people who are supporting Haley or DeSantis or anybody else. Why? Because they know him. Because this is his third time running for president. Most people don't know the basics about Nikki Haley and her story and how compelling it is. The New York Times just ran a piece about how most people don't know the real story of Ron DeSantis, which is also very compelling and shows a lot of things that he did that he has been reluctant to talk about, like his decision to volunteer for the United States military right after finishing law school. Not everybody does that. He did. But the fact is that people don't have the kind of ongoing deep relationship and commitment to a Ron DeSantis or to a Nikki Haley that they have toward Donald Trump. Many of the people who came to the caucuses and braved the ice and the cold for President Trump were people who probably have voted for him twice before. He twice before had carried the state of Iowa. And again, there are slogans and gear and a feeling of community that people get from the Trump campaign that is simply not available for the DeSantis campaign, which is a new thing, or the Haley campaign, which is a new thing. And I do think that part of what people ignored was the fact that the support for President Trump, which survived the inclement weather better than the support for any of his rivals, has to do with familiarity and that idea. There's an email that came in from John. He says, why isn't the low Iowa turnout just a matter of people already thinking the Trump nomination is a done deal? Because I'm not sure that if you look at the news coverage hasn't said that. It's tried to keep people excited about surprises and things like that in the Iowa caucuses. And the idea of Trump running ahead and being heavily favored in the Iowa caucuses in 2016, when he finished second in the Iowa caucuses, lost to Ted Cruz, there was still the idea that he was favored and favored heavily at that time. Now, you may be right that to some extent the lower turnout had to do with less excitement and less variety and less uncertainty about the outcome in 2016. But I do think it has to do with the weather and the desire, the level of commitment that would lead people to overcome the challenge of the weather. There's another film that's something of a challenge to see, a new film which is extremely unusual, hard to follow, and sometimes effectively creepy. The movie is called All of Us Strangers. Listen.
it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Andrew Scott plays a lonely London screenwriter who begins a passionate relationship with another guy who lives in his apartment building. But the problem is he needs to liberate himself from his parents, who have been dead for 30 years. That's the basic setup in the film festival favorite, All of Us Strangers.
Is this real?
Does it feel real?
I've always felt like a stranger in my own family.
This is a new feeling.
You and me together into the world.
Well, they're not really into the world, because the whole idea of the film is the blending of dreams, delusions, and reality, with a dark, haunting quality that is skillfully, if confusingly, portrayed. Strong supporting performances by Paul Mescal and Claire Foy can't save this oddball project that is more nightmarish, ultimately, than dreamy. Rated R for graphic scenes of homosexual intimacy. 2 stars for the strange but unsatisfying All of Us Strangers. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time, we'll bring you the very latest from President Trump's legal proceeding in New York regarding the charges of sexual abuse and rape from so long ago. We'll also bring you the latest in a big debate in Seattle, a debate on whether or not the city should remove homeless encampments. Now, who's on the side of, let them stay there? Probably not people in that neighborhood, but we will get to that. And Ian Bremmer, futurist, predicting a new war in the Middle East, which we hardly need. This one involving Hezbollah, the Shiite terrorists at the Lebanese border of Israel. And love versus politics. How does news coverage trigger fights in divided couples? All of that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.